Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill has been hanging out with us now for 18 years. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. He's a former head of the entire business school at Temple University over there for many years, professor of economics there for many years, and one of the top economists on the planet. And our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I like that intro. Very nice.
Well, every word's true and well-deserved. And, folks, as I mentioned in the top of the hour, the purveyor of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, the gold standard for small business sentiment, he's been doing this now for almost 45 years, started when he was right out of high school. Hey, Bill. Another good report this year, another good optimism index. This is
absolutely.
It just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it?
Well, you know, in the sense that you know, it doesn't go down. That's better and better. I mean, so it only went up a tenth of a point, but I guess the first important word is up.
Right.
And the tenth of a point means it's been pretty stable. So we're. You know, we're running close to 105 now for like 16 straight months. Well, you know, we've never seen that in the 45-year history.
Right.
Of the,
right.
Anyway, the all-time record high, of course, is back in 1983, and we had a nice run there, but not as long as this one. And of course, we came very close to that a couple of months ago. We missed it by like a half a point of setting a new record. So this is good stuff.
Well, anytime you're topping the timbers like we are in the last year or so, and you go up even any amount, I mean, and this has happened a little bit, I guess, in the last year or so, you know, you and I wouldn't be complaining if it dropped a couple of three or four tenths of a point, or even a whole point or two, something like that. We wouldn't complain about that, because that's just a matter of evening out the overall trajectory. But here it is, another point up this is the April report, which is a good month coming off of what's typically a sluggish quarter, isn't it?
Right. It definitely was. It was really nice. We do very big, large surveys with lots of firms in it on January, April, July, and October. So I especially like those four, the first month in each quarter, because with a large sample like that, then the sampling error is much smaller. So you're much more confident in the numbers that you get, that they're, you know, plus or minus a small number rather than a large number.
Right, exactly. And, of course, one of the things that when we'll talk about this a little bit more a little bit later on is just some of the activity coming out of you know, corporate America, what I can tell, corporate America is turning loose with some money. They're finally putting a little bit of money back into the economy. That churn is helping. They're not as, you know, they're not watching every nickel like their life depended on it. It's, you know, they're actually making some investments. And that's good. Small businesses, Main Street needs corporate America to come back to Main Street, don't they?
We do, and we'd like to see them do that. And so we are seeing a pickup in large business spending, and in particular capital outlays. Those are showing some strength now from the large businesses, and that's good. Of course, we do see that a huge amount of the money that, quote-unquote, came back from overseas, the profits and profits from the tax cut are being spent on repurchases of stock, of buying
share buybacks,
stock back,
which we predicted.
Yeah, it's a little crazy to buy your stock back when it's at, you know, record high levels, but nonetheless, that's what they're doing. But, you know, that just puts a lot of liquidity in the hands of people who held the stock, so, you know, they can go spend it. So it's not all bad.
Yeah, but it does seem like corporate America has found a comfortable way to be profitable without investing a whole lot of money down market, and that's having an effect on the middle class in America, isn't it? It's hurting the middle class in America.
Yeah. Now we ask our small business people, you know, do they expect lower taxes or, you know, a gain from the tax bill? And, you know, over 50% said yes. And we ask them what they're going to do with it. The top thing was, you know, invest in the company. And that's what we'd like to see.
Oh, yeah. No,
almost everybody says that's what we're going to do.
That is the constant refrain that you'll get from small business owners. And, you know, Bill, I've asked that question for small business owners around the world. And every time I've asked that, that's exactly the question, the answer I get. It's amazing how much a part of our DNA that sentiment is. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 Tell. I'm Jim Blasey. Stay with me.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.